Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest the first 2 hours today is Dave Martin, known as DC Dave. His website is dcdave.com, and we are talking about the Charlottesville operation. And you're talking about Jared Taylor, and of course you need to bring up Trayvon Martin, because almost immediately that plays into this whole thing.
Yeah, well, you know, along about the end of Obama's first term, we had the Trayvon Martin episode, which was totally ginned up by the press more than anybody else. They were the prime actors in that. And it totally phony, you know. I mean, it was one of those little local incidents that never make national news. And in fact, after the trial, it turned out to be what we suspected. You know, that it was really self-defense, and Zimmerman was not. You know, it was supposed to be white on black crime. Zimmerman's half Hispanic, and they didn't play that up very much. And there was no real racial motivation, and it was pure self-defense. That shooting, but you know, that became a cause celeb, and that gave birth to the Black Lives Matter, you know. I mean, and then they had the Ferguson, Missouri incident and Baltimore incident, and even those, on, you know, as they came to trial, it turned out that there was some justification by the police in each case. And then you had these movies about the same time. Probably the worst of which, and I haven't seen it yet, but I've read about Django Unchained, you know. It just shows the white slavery and, I mean, white oppression of black people in the South in the worst possible light. And then 12 Years a Slave and The Butler, which makes up out of whole cloth this guy's background. It's a real story of the guy that served several presidents as a butler in the White House, who's not from Georgia. They make him out to be from Georgia, and his mother had been raped by the white slave, the white, not that's after the slave period, the white landlord, and his father had been shot to death by white people, and all of that was completely made up. I mean, how irresponsible is that? And in fact, the Daily Beast, which is a left-wing website, doing fact-checking on it, they found it that the guy was from Virginia and had been a houseboy, and had moved to Washington seeking to improve himself, and he did. He had a much better job, and had never spoken negatively about his experience growing up in Virginia. And so they made it up, just with malice aforethought, it looks like to me, you know, to increase animus toward Southerners.
And you bring up Uncle Tom's Cabin,
Uncle Tom's Cabin was the same venue of
stirring up hatred.
Right, right. You know, you pick out the worst elements, and they're trying to redo the Civil War again with the same method. And this time it's Hollywood. And think of people now, young people, you've seen the Mark Dice's interviews, the Jay Leno interviews, how ignorant the average person is of history anyway. If they get their history from pop culture, from the movies, you know, well, yeah, let's pull down these Confederate statues and kick them, spit on them, because that's what they think it's all about. And the press is a party to this. Hollywood is a party to this. But back to Jared Taylor, he's a party to it. And the more recent, you know, he gave, as I pointed out in my article about Jared Taylor and Dylann Roof, it's called Dylann Roof and Jared Taylor. He gives interviews at his home to a reporter from The New Yorker. You know, The New Yorker's not going. I had an opportunity to talk about the to the Vince Foster case to the BBC. They were doing a documentary on Trump and a lot of things he'd said during the campaign, including saying that there was something fishy about the Foster case. And as a person who's written a lot on the Foster case, I was approached by the BBC, and the article,
wonderful,
BBC wants me. And, I mean, of course I would not give an interview to those people. You know how they're going to use it? Anybody
who's just
least
cut it up.
Media, you know, if you're media savvy in the least, you're not going to, you know, I'm not going to invite somebody from the BBC into my home. And particularly, you know, if I'm it's a sensitive racial issue. The New Yorker reported he had Confederate flags on display in his house. Well, you know, here's this white supremacist displaying Confederate flags in his house, so that the New Yorker reporter can see them and write about them.
Wow!
Come on, you know, this guy can't be genuine. He's trying to smear the South in a subtle way. And so, but you didn't hear about it. I decided I had to write the article when I decided I would Google Jared Taylor and Richard Spencer in Charlottesville.
What a pair they are.
Yeah. And then I found out that Taylor had gone down to a meeting in Charlottesville wearing a disguise. Met in a restaurant with Jared Taylor and the organizer of this latest rally. This is back in June with Jason Kessler, a former Occupy Wall Street guy.
Right.
Who, I'm not sure about this, but I think his name appeared on the byline of a CNN article. He was a CNN reporter. I'm not sure that that's accurate. But I know that he performed an amazing transformation, which I don't think is comparable to St. Paul on the road to Damascus.
Right.
You know, I don't think it's genuine. Although there are those who question St. Paul's conversion. You know, he was a Pharisee. But
well, you have a couple of videos that you've linked in your article. Featuring Richard Spencer, one in which he is on Israeli television talking about that he was an Israeli resident or had citizenship, a citizen, and he was talking, and he looked very conservative, and then there's another video where he looks like a skinhead.
Yeah.
Which is very telling. He was trying to give the impression that he was a neo-Nazi, a skinhead, on purpose.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's wearing the skinhead haircut. This is during the inaugural weekend. And Trump, he got a lot of publicity when this Antifa guy, all dressed in black, comes out of the crowd and appears to punch him in the chin.
Right.
Well, this dovetailed with another series of articles I've done on the Fayetteville sucker puncher. You look carefully at the video. It's not a punch. It's a professional wrestling punch.
Right.
You know, and the same thing in Fayetteville. This John McGraw, the old guy wearing a cowboy hat. There's no force in the punch. At the last second, he bends his fist away and hits him with his forearm, but with no force behind it. Oh, and it didn't hurt Spencer in the least. You know, he sort of rubs his chin and then goes back and talks a little more. You know, a real sucker punch, somebody's not surprised. It's like the game that some young blacks play these days, of just, you know, punching somebody in surprise on the street. The knockout game, it's called. And you can kill somebody that way. That they're not expecting it.
But they probably have.
I think it has been one or more fatalities playing the knockout game.
A lot of them. Colin Flaherty talks about this, and you've mentioned Colin in your article.
Yeah. I hadn't read much of his stuff. I read I mentioned that it's an article in WorldNet Daily that refers to Colin Flaherty. But yeah. I mean, you're a real sucker punch. And somebody's not expecting you hit somebody on the chin, you can kill them with it. But obviously, you know, the Rakeem Jones down at Fayetteville, you know, and he made out well from that episode, by the way. If you read my link to the article, the latest article I wrote about it, he had been a stock clerk at Rakeem Jones. It's just the lowest on the low, you know, in the retail employment. Not up to the level of cashier, but a stock clerk at a supermarket in the bad section of town of Fayetteville. After that, he was able to buy a car for 50. He was commuting to work on the bus. The Washington Post made it out in their article that, they'd learned that he was, the white supremacist learned where he lived and where he worked, and he had to leave that job. He couldn't ride the public transportation anymore, so he had to buy this old beater with money he had saved, $1,500 or so. You're not going to save $1,500 doing that work. you could be very, very frugal, and maybe you could save it, but probably not. But, you know, this was about the going rate that was revealed in what's the name of the undercover group that discovered that a lot of the anti-Trump demonstrators were being paid. You know, well, that was about the going rate, $1,500. That's what his car cost. And from that, he got a job delivering pizzas. And the Washington Post in their article make that sound like, oh, you paid even less than minimum wage. You're supposed to make up the rest in tips. Well, you know, he's delivering to gated communities. He's delivering pizzas in the best part of town. For somebody with no skills, I know my son did it the year he graduated from high school, delivered pizzas and made real good money. You know, for somebody with no skills, it's the best job going if you're delivering in good neighborhoods where the tips are high. And that's what Rakeem Jones got out of that. He went from being a stock clerk in a bad section of town to being a pizza deliverer in the good section of town.
Let's move up.
To do that, he had to have a car. And then you look at who his handler was, the guy with him, Ronnie Rouse, who is a rap music entrepreneur. And he's not at all just who he was portrayed to be. I mean, the whole thing, that was an operation for sure, and that cemented, there was really no reason. Trump has never, none of his platforms, none of his positions, is in any way anti-black. You know, it's anti-immigrant, but the immigration, this massive immigration, has hurt blacks more than anybody, because, you know, it keeps wages and working conditions of the in the jobs that they do, like the white working class too, you know, depressed.
So many of the policies and programs have hurt the blacks more than any other. Take a look at NAFTA and all of the trade agreements, and they just need to understand what exactly is going on. And you quote in your article, you quote Barclay. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Charles Barclay, yeah.
Yes, I thought that was pretty clever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he said it, you know, and we never thought, given two thoughts of those damn statues, every black person, it doesn't have anything to do with their lives at all. Nothing. There's no reason for the BLM people to be all upset over Confederate statues. This is a total misdirection from reality.
He said, you quote him, what we as black people need to do, we need to worry about getting our education. We need to stop killing each other. We need to try to find a way to have more economic opportunity and things like that. Unquote.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, that's reality. Yeah, but this is divide and conquer, you know. If you are against the policies that are depressing wages, keeping working conditions very poor, you know, by having to compete with very, very desperate people who come from desperate circumstances, and it's a big improvement over where they come from, and you're throwing those in competition with you, you know, and keeping your wages and working conditions down and taking jobs away from you, you know, you don't have anything in common with those people except the color of your skin is closer to theirs than it is to white people. I mean, there's no reason for, you know, for you to be all up in arms against the trade and immigration policies as espoused. I'm not sure he's going to practice them, but as espoused by Trump, why should you be, you know, why is this a racist matter, an anti-black matter? There's nothing anti-black about it. But this whole Confederate thing is a huge distraction, and I mean, it's obviously, isn't it? I think, if anybody can think twice, that's what it is.
Now, getting back to Richard Spencer, he is a writer, or didn't he found altright.com?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, he's clearly not genuine. I mean, going back to the, you know, he knew that the guy that threw the punch didn't throw a real punch. So,
well,
he and Antifa are working together.
Right. He founded Alt-Right on January 16th, 2017. It's located in Arlington, Virginia. How close is Langley to Arlington?
Yeah, well, it's not far at all, you know. It's all inside the Beltway there. Yeah, but I mean, you can go down to Charlottesville, and you're not very far removed. You know, it's another thing. I've written about the Miller Center at the University of Virginia, which is the Miller Center of American Heritage or something like that, and they're actively involved in covering up the Kennedy assassination, the Forrestal assassination. And you know, if they want somebody, some expert, to talk about the national politics, they turn to, what's his name, the guy at the University of Virginia. God, I can't think of it right now. But UVA is at the heart of the deep state. Charlottesville, and in fact, the mayor of Charlottesville, who's very much connected to the Democratic Party power structure, and very much connected to the Clintons, as Governor McAuliffe, is head of the Bill Clinton's campaign.
Right.
You know? And it was. McAuliffe, who really was responsible for the thing, the whole demonstration turning violent. McAuliffe gave the order.
Oh my gosh!
McAuliffe gave the order to have it 30 minutes before the rally was to take place.
Took it out.
He's declared an unlawful assembly.
Right, and they couldn't do it.
And the police then rousted out the lawful, you know, they might have been ringers, but they were
But they had a license
there.
To be there. Right. Okay, right. We have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Folks. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is DC Dave. His website is DCDave.com. We're talking about Charlottesville. And
hello?
What?
Hello?
Hello? Are you there? Hello? Okay, well, I'm not sure where he's at.
Hello?
I can hear him. But
oh,
apparently
he's back.
Oh, okay.
it went.
It's a glitch, technological glitch.
Okay. We're back.
All righty. Yes, we're back. So you were talking about...
Okay, well, anyway, what took place at Charlottesville were really three incidents. There's the first part, which, they were supposed to have their rally in now called Emancipation Park. I wonder if Lee Highway is going to be Emancipation Highway pretty soon. I don't know. Probably not. But anyway, 30 minutes before it's supposed to take place, declared an unlawful assembly, the police attack the ralliers. They don't exactly attack them, but they flushed them out of their assembly place in Emancipation Park, right into the hands of these violent counter demonstrators. And then they stand down and let them go at it. You know? And now, in a bit of good foresight. The guy on YouTube that I referred to at the end calls himself Son of Niwa. Like a couple of days after, he predicted that somebody could make some good money suing the city of Charlottesville and the state of Virginia if they got injured in the melee that ensued, because the police did not do their proper job of keeping the enemy groups apart. You know, they did. In fact, they did the opposite. They forced the groups together. And then they stood down and let them have at it. Now, I think that this guy, Son of Niwa, is probably correct that what transpired almost 2 hours later, a few blocks away with a car, was like a fallback. They didn't get enough violence. Nobody was killed or seriously injured enough in that first melee, so they had to go to Plan B with the car. But they were two entirely separate incidents. You know, things had calmed down by the time of the groups had sort of called a truce, I guess, and had not were not fighting one another by that time. And then the car incident occurred.
Which is very interesting.
Yeah, even the New York Times reported the day before that the hospital at the University of Virginia had suspended all optional surgeries that day. They were expecting violence. They were ready for it to treat the wounded. Apparently, they were not wounded enough. So then they had the second incident. But if you look at the mainstream press coverage, the entire responsibility is laid on the white supremacists. You know, sort of summarizing the headline, you know, white supremacist, violent white supremacist rally turns deadly. You know, and then it gets us into the extremely curious episode that still is. You need to look at it. The guy's written the most searching. Are you familiar with the writings of Miles Mathis?
No, I've heard of him, but no, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to make of Mathis. He's one thing you say about him. He's extraordinarily brilliant. I feel stupid reading his stuff. He is so smart, but he tends to go off the deep end, I think, because he's theorized that even the Kennedy assassination was faked.
Oh my goodness! Oh, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Oh.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest the first 2 hours today is Dave Martin, known as DC Dave. His website is dcdave.com, and we are talking about Operation Charlottesville.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, I was going to send Mathis's column around, article around until he begins to attack the Son of Niwo guy for his use of the titles, the Zapruder film of Charlottesville, and then the Grassy Knoll of Charlottesville. All these Kennedy assassination allusions. He says, you know, that lends credence to the legitimacy of the Kennedy assassination as real. And so, well, I don't think I'll send this around, but why is he attacking Son of Niwo? The guy, everything he says, you know, first, his second video, he goes into the background of not just Richard Spencer, but also Jason Kessler and several other of these white supremacist guys, and they all look to be phony. And his approach is exactly the same as mine, and he's ahead of the game. And he later reveals that he is actually a lawyer, And there's some people that weigh in who seem to know him, who he is. And someone alludes to the fact he's a Marine veteran. So he's very, very solid in every way. But his big discovery is looking at the film made, the live feed of the guy with the website News to Share, the number two to share, who was following the white supremacists around during the whole rally. And he discovers, looking at that film, that the first car, the maroon colored van, which according to the police report had stopped for pedestrians at the crosswalk. Then there was a silver-colored sedan behind it, which was rammed in the back by the Dodge Challenger. But Son of Nero discovers that van was parked in the crosswalk 5 minutes before the actual collision. But according to the police report, it had stopped for pedestrians to pass, which is not true. So the police report is not true. It was there, and it didn't have a driver. There was no one in the driver's seat.
It was just there.
And you can see that street seems to have been blocked off because there were not regular traffic. I don't know how that silver sedan, I haven't looked into it, and I don't know if Son of Nero has looked at it. Why would the silver sedan come and stop behind this car, which is not going anywhere? It's just there. it has passengers, but no driver. It was there for 5 minutes. At least 5 minutes. Just stopped right there. This is strange. And somehow, there's not regular, in the intervening period, there's no other traffic piling up behind it. That street seems to be blocked off. Blocked before, maybe. I don't know how the silver car gets there, but wouldn't they realize that, you know, there's nobody in that car? How long am I going to sit here waiting for it to go? It's not going to go. There's no driver. And then it gets hit by this Challenger at a fairly, to run into something that's not moving, it is a fairly high rate of speed, like 30 miles an hour or so, bang. The airbags don't go off, which is, the airbags are going to go off if they're functional at all. And somebody else has weighed in on the thread, you know, check with mechanics that there's no way to disable those airbags unless you're a master mechanic or something. But the airbags don't go off. And then unless you're a stunt driver, you're not able to throw it into reverse and go as fast as that car retreats down the empty street behind him until he goes out of sight. You know, it looks like somebody really knows what they're doing in the driving to back out of there. And then other people pointed out that Heather Heyer doesn't show up in any of the films anywhere. And nobody's ever explained exactly how it was she was killed. You know?
Huh.
And on top of it, the windows are tinted deeply all around, except of course the windshield, and the glare off the windshield makes it kind of hard to get a good view of who the actual driver is. But it's very clear that driver is not wearing glasses, and corrective lens type glasses, and the picture's taken of James Alex Fields during the demonstrations. He wears glasses, corrective lenses. Now, if you wear corrective lenses, I would think that when you drive a car, you're going to continue to wear the corrective lenses. They're not reading glasses. You know, this driver's not wearing glasses, and he drives like a stunt driver.
Huh.
And a lot of curiosities. And then, you know, it's certainly this James Alex Fields had washed out, supposedly, from after basic training in the Army, and because he was schizophrenic. You know, he's not sane. It's another way of saying he's schizophrenic. He's messed up in the head. And Son of Nero reveals, you know, the FBI just recently set up this guy down in Oklahoma City, 23-year-old guy, who thought he was planting an explosive to blow up in Oklahoma City again. And his parents are all outraged, you know. He's under our care. He's not right in the head, you know. He's schizophrenic. I mean, there's a precedent for the FBI or the secret government or the deep state or whoever was running this thing to use such people. But they probably wouldn't have trusted him with the actual driving job, and it doesn't look like they did. But he's certainly a very convenient patsy here, it looks like, and I don't know how they're going to convict him, because evidence doesn't place him on the scene. The best evidence, I imagine they can use even better enhancing techniques to determine that he was not the driver. It doesn't look like it. There's also questions that happened. I didn't raise in the article, but you haven't heard it. Who was with Heather Heyer? Did she go by herself to that rally? Who was with her? She have
I
friends
think
with
people
her?
Usually attend rallies with other people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And females more likely than males to be with other people. Yeah, they're not going to be there alone. Who was with her in her, you know, who treated her wounds? This gets back to another article I've written on the death of Katherine Graham. Who was with her when she had her fall that caused multiple fractures of her skull, which came out in the hospital from one report from the hospital, never reported nationally, that she had multiple skull fractures from her fall at the resort in Idaho. But nobody ever said who was with her, who discovered her, what was the nature of her fall. I had just suffered a pretty bad fall on the sidewalk when I was jogging.
Oh, you did? When?
Well, you know, but I was jogging, you know, and there was an irregularity right where the shadow of a tree obscured it, and the pedestrian was coming, and I raised my gaze to see the pedestrian coming toward me. And I tripped over the irregularity, you know, where two pieces of sidewalk, the root from the tree had caused the sidewalk to raise up at that point. And I fell really hard, you know, but you catch yourself with your hands. I fell so hard I almost bounced, you know. And my glasses came off. I had a little scrape on my cheek just below my glasses, scraped my legs and stuff, but you and scraped my hands a little bit. But she was old. Oh, she must have slipped on the ice. This was in the summer. So how did she fall so hard as to suffer such a grievous fatal injury on a sidewalk? You know, and who saw her? Who was with her? None of that. None of that. She's a major news figure. You know, you would think there would be some news, actual details of the accident. Well, anyway, we're getting off on, but you know, the fact that nobody seemed to have been with Heather Heyer, you know, how exactly was she, did the car kill her? None of those details, none, zero. You know, it's all, you know, white nationalists, violent white nationalist rally turned deadly. And how dare Trump compare her and her group on the same moral plane with these awful, horrible white supremacists, neo-Nazis. How dare he? And, of course, he could have gone on national television and say, you know, here's what I said, here's what happened. Now, make up your own mind as who's right here and who's wrong. But no, he just goes as far as like he did in the Foster case. So there's something fishy about it. In the Foster case, if he wanted to win the day, he could have said, well, the news media has suppressed the news of the 20-page letter to the witness, Patrick Knowlton, which the three-judge panel ordered attached to the Star report, which totally destroys the suicide conclusion. If he'd read it, but he said, no, I'm not going to say anything more about the Foster case. And let it go. And, of course, then that just further polarizes.
Of course.
He's, you know, my friend Hugh Turley has bet unsuccessfully twice on Hillary Clinton. First, when she ran, when she was knocked out by Obama. And then when he's beaten with Trump, and I won a case of beer from him on that. Because he thought that Hillary is such an ideal polarizing figure. But, hey,
yes.
Even better at that. You know? He goes just far enough to continue to polarize the public.
He really does, doesn't he?
Yeah, just far enough. He says just enough in the people that are on his side, but I don't know how long they can continue to be on his side when his foreign policy is virtually
the same.
I mean, why did he make Nikki Haley his UN ambassador? Tell me that. I mean, she's Lindsey Graham's skirt.
You have to look at his whole cabinet and wonder why he picked any of the people in his cabinet.
Yeah, I mean, her policies, in fact, as Pat Buchanan said, the closest she's ever come to any developing any foreign expertise is she ate at the IHOP, International House of Pancakes. You know, and about this recruiting of college students to be groomed for political success, she's an accounting major from Clemson. But she happens to be a Sikh, you know. Her parents are Indian immigrants. But she has, after she married a guy named Haley, she has forsaken the Sikh religion for his Methodism, I think. But it looks to me like she was being groomed. And she was a central figure in that whole Charleston thing, too, you know. She got wonderful national press for, as a Republican governor, coming down for removing the Confederate flag from the state capitol building in Columbia. And then Trump makes her his UN ambassador. And her position and her statements and everything, if Lindsey Graham were our UN ambassador, it wouldn't be any different that I can see.
You're right.
You know, so what's going on with Charlottesville? Stay tuned. I think it's going to be hard. James Field's going to have to come to trial. Will it be like another Boston bombing trial?
Well, you've compared him to Lee Harvey Oswald, Timothy McVeigh. You've mentioned.
Bill Roof.
Yeah.
Sirhan Sirhan. You know, and even, you know, the shooters in Columbine, One of them was undergoing psychiatric treatment, I think.
Well, both of them. Both of them had been on.
Both, yeah. And you know, people saw more than two shooters at Columbine, just like in Santa Barbara. The witnesses saw three strapping men doing the shooting at Santa Barbara. Instead, we get this, and they appear to be white and military-looking. But officially, there was this petite woman and her husband who did the shooting in Santa Barbara.
I haven't really looked at that, so I can't make any comment. But certainly there are things that happen, and there are things that are orchestrated. I do believe that.
Yeah, well...
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Excuse me. My guest for the first 2 hours today has been Dave Martin, known as DC Dave. His website is dcdave.com. And you were talking about San Bernardino. And I think there's certainly, I haven't studied that, but certainly there's some unanswered questions and a lot of anomalies there.
Yeah, no, we've pretty well covered my article except for one key figure. Maybe I'll let you take it up. The name Brennan Gilmore.
Oh, we didn't talk about Soros either.
And the fact that, yeah, Brennan Gilmore is the guy that took the film that was shown all over of the car ramming into the back of the other one, happened to be on the spot, and he gets interviewed by MSNBC and the New York Times, and he turns out to be a State Department guy, maybe CIA guy, who's using State Department as a front, who worked in Africa for many years, the State Department, Hillary Clinton's State Department, was the chief of staff for Soros-supported candidate for governor, unsuccessfully, but Soros gave a huge amount of money to the campaign for the candidate that Gilmore was working for, and he's a central figure there. It just happens to take the film and gets interviewed, and he goes overboard in his interview. I mean, he doesn't just come across as just a dispassionate witness, but as he editorializes heavily against these white supremacists and how their violence is responsible for everything, which is the narrative that
they wanted to impose.
Exactly. I mean, how obvious can you be?
Interesting.
Yeah, the Brennan Gilmore role, I mean, just Google Brennan Gilmore and see what comes up, you know? And then it turns out that after that was revealed, the State Department begins to purge all of this information about Gilmore from their website.
Well, that's just a coincidence, right?
This is way, way too big a coincidence, I think. If anybody, again, with the critical faculties, they're going to look at this and say, this ain't right.
Well,
way too obvious.
With critical faculties. A lot of people aren't going to look.
Yeah.
You've certainly evaluated it and certainly looked at it and have come up with some very very good conclusions, I believe.
Yeah, well, it did happen to overlap with a number of my interests, as you've seen, and I didn't have to do much but cobble together other things that I've written, on Charleston, on the Fayetteville episode, on Dylan, on Jared Taylor. And on, the deep state.
You've even brought in Vietnam at the end. But we've run out of time. Thank you so much for being with me.
It went real fast.
It surely did. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye. Be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.